is Dr. Mangy. I'm dictating a letter to Dr. Andrew Wormser, WORMSERMD, 46 Prince Street, Suite 402, New Haven, Connecticut, 06519, regarding David Venables, V-E-N-A-B-L-E-S, date of birth 3-22-43. Dear Andy, thank you for referring David Venables for an allergy evaluation period. He is a 69-year-old man who comes for evaluation of postnasal drip and possible allergies, period. Paragraph, the patient says his problem began about 2 years ago, period. He was on a trip to Nepal in the end of 2010 and developed sinus infection. Period. He had persistent sinus infection problems for about 6 to 8 months, period. Since that time, he says he's had severe postnasal drip with clear mucus, which is quite bothersome at night and that frequently wakes him up with the coughing and gagging, period. He also has occasional mild sneezing and mild nasal congestion, period. Paragraph, he's noted no seasonal variation in his symptoms, period. There doesn't seem to be any difference at home or away from home, indoors or outdoors, period. Paragraph, he has no associated cough, wheezing, asthma, headaches, period. He saw an ENT doctor, David Astrachan, A-S-T-R-A-C-H-A-N, who performed operation for a deviated septum, period. Paragraph, the patient tried a corticosteroid nasal spray, which caused a bloody nose, period. He tried a neti pot and is not sure whether or not it helped him, period. He hasn't tried any antihistamines or other medicines for his symptoms, period. Paragraph, the patient had a significant myalgia and a problem from simvastatin, period. He recently took fluconazole and thinks that may have had a similar type of reaction, period. There's no history of allergy to stinging insects, no history of hives, eczema, food allergies, or recurrent sinus infections, period. A paragraph, past medical history. Patient had gastrointestinal infection in Nepal and now has residual abdominal symptoms, which he says is being called irritable bowel syndrome, period. He also was diagnosed with a candida infection of his esophagus about 2 months ago and received 5 days of fluconazole, at which point he had a worsening of his muscle weakness and fasciculations that he previously noted from simvastatin, period. He has a long history of sarcoid, which is stable, period, recent development of hypertension, elevated cholesterols, and recent elevated, mild elevation of his blood sugar, period. Paragraph of note, he smoked 1 to 2 packs of cigarettes a day in his mid-20s, but none recently, period. Paragraph, review of systems. Complete review of systems is otherwise non-contributory, period. Paragraph, family history. His brother has allergies and asthma, period. There's a strong family history of heart disease, hypertension, and cancer, period. Paragraph, social environmental history. He lives with his wife and his stepdaughter, period. There are no pets in the house, period. He says the house is very dusty, period. He's lived there for 4 to 5 years, period. He was there before he went to Nepal and did not have the significant postnasal drip at that time, period. Paragraph, he's retired. As an owner of an outdoor sporting goods store, period. Paragraph, his hobbies included hiking, Tai Chi, and exercise, period. Paragraph, physical exam. Sam today, he's a pleasant man who's alert and oriented and no distress, period. He appears to be in a good mood with normal affect, period. His blood pressure is 133/93. Pulse is 81 a minute regular. He's 6'2" tall, 192.6 pounds. His BMI is 24.69, period. Paragraph examination of his skin reveals no rashes. Normal skin turgor, normal moisture, period. Paragraph head eyes, ears, nose, and throat are grossly normal, period. No sinus tendinitis noted. The conjunctiva are not injected. The pupils around and equal react to light, period. The nasal mucosa is not congested. The septum is deviated to the right. Inferior turbinates not enlarged. The oral pharynx is unremarkable. There's no evidence of oral fungal infection. Paragraph, otic canals, dependent membranes are unremarkable. The external ears are unremarkable. His hearing is grossly normal, period. Paragraph, the anterior cervical lymph nodes are slightly enlarged, non-tender. The thyroid's not felt. Paragraph, his chest completely clear without rolls or wheezes, period. Paragraph, his cardiac rhythm is regular. There's a soft 2/6 mid-systolic murmur note is in the mitral area, period. Paragraph, his pulses are symmetrical, and 3 bars, period. Paragraph, assessment. Patient has recent development of significant postnasal drip, period. There's nothing obvious from his history to suggest the cause except the extreme dust in his home environment, period. I'm not sure if he has an allergic component to his symptoms, period. Paragraph, I decided to proceed with allergy skin testing, and I scheduled the patient for the allergy skin testing period. In the meantime, I told him to restart the neti pot once a day using boiled water, and to start loratadine 10 milligrams a day as a therapeutic trial period. Paragraph, make long-term recommendations when the tests are completed, period. Thanks again for asking to see him, period. Best regards.